First thing I wanted to bring up was the La Trobe flood levy sessions you've got planned for Thursday at the Memorial Hall. So this is a major project, and it's open to any residents who want to learn more about the designs.
That's true. It's probably the most significant project that our council undertaken, and is obviously really important to the town given the events of 2016. But what we're hoping to do is to have people drop in between 3 p.m. and 8 p.m. on Thursday at the Memorial Hall, as you say, and to get an understanding about what's proposed. There have been some significant changes to an alternative design that's been put up, and we'd like people who are impacted or interested to learn about that alternative design and see what it might look like and how it might in some way impact on them and their properties.
Well, let's go through a few of those details of the alternate design. So what's different?
Well, it's very different from King's Park down. Previously, in the design that went to tender, we had significant concrete, preformed concrete walls alongside King's Creek down through from King's Park down to Gilbert Street, and from Gilbert Street inside Luke's Hotel down and across Victor Street and down behind the residential properties in Gilbert Street. So that was going to be, and still may well be, a very significant visual impact on the town. But BridgePro, our preferred tenderer, have come up with an alternative design to construct an underground culvert from King's Park through to Cotton Street using basically council-owned land, apart from one particular property, and that would alleviate the need for the majority of the concrete walls that I've just described. So that's very different. We're having it tested in terms of hydrology and engineering. It can be proven to be satisfactory and deliver all we need in terms of flood mitigation, then I'd suggest council will find it very hard not to go ahead with that particular version of our flood mitigation project.
So what you're saying is basically underground tunnels to take the water?
Yep, for a significant length, approximately 300 metres, Darren, and basically through the middle of the town. The proposal would cause some traffic concerns in Gilbert Street in particular for a period of time, likewise the access to the car park behind Wells's. But again, they are the sort of things we'd like to discuss with people who would like to come along on Thursday, understand, see what implications might be, and provide some commentary if they feel inclined. But we'll have a team of people there to discuss with anyone who's interested. I do encourage the trade residents in particular, but anybody else as well, to come along to those sessions.
Hmm. So with that, this is interesting. What that with those tunnels, so where would the water go?
Ultimately, the water would come out onto the floodplain, I guess for want of a better term, on agricultural land on the southern side of Cotton Street. And it's a pretty incredible design and development. But as I say, we're having it tested. It looks promising, and we'd like to discuss it with our community.
Well, I think, you know, the end result, if you're able to use that excess water, A, for safety reasons for the levy, but B, then use that water for agriculture, that's a win-win.
Well, I'm not sure we'll be able to use it for agriculture. It will go onto agricultural land, which at that time will probably be underwater itself. But it's about
right.
It's about not having flood water go through the bottom part of town.
Yeah.
Build up areas, the retail area, and we can divert that water to access the Mersey at a different point and save those properties from being inundated. Well, that's the intention of the whole flood mitigation scheme. So, as I say, really keen to encourage people to come along, get an understanding of what's proposed, and happy to have those discussions with anybody who comes along on Thursday between 3 and 8.
All right, just drop in at the Memorial Hall anytime between 3 and 8.
That's it.
On Thursday. All right. Now let's go to the suspension bridge. So that work's been halted because Wedgetail Eagles.
Yeah, so the longest single-span suspension bridge in Australia, if not the Southern Hemisphere. Need to get that plug in there, Darren.
Oh, well, yeah, sure, claim it. Absolutely.
But it's going to be a real iconic piece of infrastructure in terms of the Wild Mersey. Really, really looking forward to that being open. But it has been delayed over the concerns around the nesting season for the eagles, as you suggest. And despite the fact that we're not completely happy with having delayed a project, we do believe it is important to consider the environment and all the components of the environment up at Warrawee in particular. It's a beautiful area. And the project, despite the delay, will be worth the wait. I'm absolutely certain of that. So we'll wait and see if the eagles nest in that area and then what delay that might bring about. But at the end of the day, we're working with parks and wildlife, and the bridge will be developed and provide a wonderful asset for our community and anyone who visits the Wild League.
Yeah, righto. Finally, rates. I assume all your rates notices have gone out by now.
Yeah, absolutely, and getting people coming in and paying our rates on a regular basis, which is great. A bit of an increase this year, more so than normal, but I think people are very much understanding about that. We had a zero rate increase last year due to the concerns around the impact that COVID would have on people's finances. But again, still one of the lowest rating councils in Tasmania. Very pleased with that. But at the same time, we do have to cater for the significant growth and demands on infrastructure and services that growth is requiring. So, yeah, really encouraging people to get along, pay their rates, and at the same time, maybe register their dogs and whatnot. We'd like to see those things happen in our community on a regular basis. Our staff are only too happy to help across the counter.
Yeah. Now, just remind me of that slight rates increase. Was it 1.3 for your council or thereabouts?
No, we were up at 3.9, if I'm not mistaken.
3.9, okay.
Yeah, so a significant rate increase, and I should know that off the top of my head, but I'm having doubts in my own mind now, Darren.
Well, it's been a while since that was announced, and 3.9. I mean, considering the stuff that has or hasn't happened in the last financial year, I think that's fairly reasonable.
And particularly with the growth, we've got so many projects going on the trail, it's incredible. We're really struggling to manage the amount of work that we're having to do to get contractors and the like, particularly during this economic stimulus that's been provided by both levels of government. So tough times in terms of getting contractors and getting projects done at the price where council has budgeted. But we're doing the best we can, and we'll see what evolves over the next 12 months or so.